Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
If you are one of those individuals that have undergone a divorce and you've been shaken and disrupted by the event and you're trying to find meaning back in your life, just know that whatever you associate with the process of divorce and the people involved is the meaning you give it. You know, there's, if you subordinate to some religious dogma, you may have an idea that, oh my God, you failed, or you really screwed up or something. And so you now think, oh, that's a terrible thing. But it's an event. And the meaning you give it determines how you react to it. If you basically think it's liberating, in some cases, some people feel they're liberated by the divorce. Other people feel that they've just lost out. There's all different types of interpretations. You can choose to make a heaven out of a hell or a hell out of a heaven out of any event, including divorce. If you choose to see only the downsides and drawbacks and losses, and you don't take the fine time to find out the gains and the benefits and the gains or the upsides to it, well, then you're going to have a, it's going to mean something terrible to you. If you go and find the other side of the equation, it could be terrific. And then there's the mean between the two, where you actually see that there's advantages and disadvantages, and you've had an identity crisis and an identity blessing, and there's the real mean, the mean between the pairs of opposites. The golden mean, as Aristotle and others have said. I think that's the one that's probably wisest, because there's advantages and disadvantages of being married and divorced. And ideally, you set out when you get married to sustain a long-term relationship in all probability, but not all of them turn out that way. A small percentage don't. And so it's not the end of the world. It's just maybe a transformation in the relationship dynamic. Some cases, you have new appreciation for the spouse or the kids. But if you stack up and sit down and you're feeling down and you're feeling it's terrible and you've given meaning to that way, and that's because you're comparing it to the fantasy of how it could have been, should have been, would have been, then you're going to depress yourself over it. It's not because it's doing that. It's because of your assignment of associations you make with it and the expectations you put on it. If you go in there and ask yourself, if you're down, what are the upsides? What are the benefits? What have I gained? How have I grown spiritually? How have I grown intellectually? How have I grown in business? How have I grown financially? And if you say, well, it's not, I'm not, I haven't, well, then you're going to be looking at it as a terrible event. But if you stop and hold yourself accountable to balance out the equation and see the amount of upsides equaling the downside, you'll get to the real golden mean, the true meaning, you might say, because marriages have things you like and dislike, positives and negatives, and divorces have positives and negatives and likes and dislikes. So to see only one side is not because of the divorce is the reason. It's because of your perception. You have command over your perception, decisions, and actions. And if you choose to see things and find the other side of the equation and not be conscious of the downsides and unconscious of the upsides, but be fully conscious of both sides simultaneously, you're more adaptable, resilient, and more neutral in the experience. And, you know, I'm a firm believer. I've had the opportunity to work with people in the breakthrough experience. my signature program and doing the DeMartini method on thousands of people that have been through this. And I've yet to see one that we can't find the other side. But most people don't hold themselves accountable. They just automatically assume that that's a good or a bad thing. If they're wanting the divorce, it's a good thing. If they're not wanting the divorce, it's a bad thing. And if the, but really, it's both. It's what you want to make out of it. So you have to make a decision. Do you want it to run you or do you want to run it? If you see it valently, positively or negatively, then it runs you. If you see it neutrally, you run it. And find the golden mean between the two instead of seeing the meaning that is polarized. And, you know, I had a gentleman that thought, you know, it's the end of the world. His wife left him and he was very depressed and all this and that. And I said, well, what's the upside? He goes, I can't see any. I said, well, then you're going to be sitting there being in depression, I guess, because you've now compared what happened to a fantasy about how it could have been, should have been. And so what's the benefits? And he goes, I can't see any, I can't see any. And I had a session with him, and we got him up to some benefits. We didn't quite get it balanced the first session, but we got it pretty close. And just so happened that the following day, he went to a restaurant and ran into a new lady. And then all of a sudden, he came back in the next session. He goes, oh, thank God I was divorced. I really met this really amazing lady. I think she's the one. I said, well, don't rush into it. That's probably overreacting. But now he's going, I'm grateful because now he sees more advantages to it. You know, I think that it's wiser to take the time to see both sides and stabilize yourself and not take a side if it's good or bad. I don't find that productive. It's an event. And now the question is how are you going to use the event to your greatest advantage in your life? Because if you're elated about it, you're probably blind to the downsides and you're overlooking what the challenges that are going to happen during that divorce, you know, the children, the finances and things. There's downsides and upsides. And that's why you want to go and look at how is it a benefit if you're down, the benefit spiritually, mentally, career, financial, family, social, and physical, and hold yourself accountable. Don't stop until it's balanced. And if you're all elated about it, find the drawbacks. Calm it down. Anytime you go into extreme polarities, you got your amygdala running you, and you're usually out of control. You're like an animal with passions and affections instead of having self-governance. But if you hold yourself accountable to see both sides simultaneously, like a real relationship is and like real life is, then you're more stable. So the event, marriage or divorce, both of them, is neither good nor bad. It's just an event. You know, it's I'm amazed how people can get all infatuated about the marriage and go, oh, congratulations. And then, oh, I'm so sorry about your divorce. But in some cases, it's the other way around. The marriage turns out to be the nightmare and the divorce ends up to be the other one in their mind. So these are all just ratios of perceptions and expectations and learning how to be mature. And when you are selecting a marriage, to realize there's going to be two sides. If you have an objective view and expect positives and negatives and can keep it balanced, you'll be stable and you'll have feeling love and you're less likely to go to the volatility and vicissitudes of extreme elation or depression about marriage or divorce or something. Because I've seen both. I've seen people elated and depressed on both poles. And I don't find that as productive as seeing both sides simultaneously and stabilizing yourself and being resilient and adaptable and transitioning to whatever's happening in your life. You're going to have different gains and losses and ups and downs and perceptions all along. And if you think you've lost something from the marriage, go make a list of whatever you think the traits, the actions, the inactions of what you think you lost, and go find out the new form. You haven't lost them. The window shuts, the door opens, and new form emerges. And the new form, if you find out the benefits of the new form and the drawbacks of the old form and calm down the fantasy of the old form and appreciate the new form, you'll adapt really beautifully into the new form. The same thing if you get married. You think, oh my God, I gained all these things. If you stop and look at some of the friends you used to spend time with, don't have time for, and things you used to do, you don't do, you didn't gain anything really, you just transformed it. The master lives in a world of transformation, not the illusions of gain and loss. So don't give the idea that there's success or failure or good or bad to these events. They're just events. And your life goes on. And These are chapters in a book of life that you want to honor and realize that this is a beautiful chapter. You learn something from it. Now, in this next chapter, you learn something more. And, you know, if you dated somebody and it didn't last, you didn't beat yourself up because now you think, oh, my God, I didn't. It wasn't as big a deal. It was just training wheels. But even the marriage itself doesn't have to be devastating. It doesn't have to be anything other than a transformation of your life. And it can be an upgrading and learning. And I've seen people who come out of it growing. I've even seen people who get divorced have a greater relationship than they did when they were married. So the whole spectrum's out there. So give yourself permission to live in the flexibility of asking quality questions to bring your perceptions back into balance and liberate yourself from that. That's what I teach in the Breakthrough Experience. I show people how to do it because I get people that are going through divorce or having conflicts in a relationship. That's a common thing every week. And there's a way of transforming it running you, and you can manage your life and find the true meaning, the golden mean, not the temporary meanings you gave things because of the biased interpretations, subjective interpretations, and the moral hypocrisies about how it's supposed to be. So just wanted to share that about the idea of there's a life after marriage.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.